Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, the Detroit Lions hit a roadblock last night, losing to Kansas City 30-17 on Sunday Night Football. We've got both the highs and the lows from that game. What went wrong? What did they do well? There are for sure some positives buried in there. Plus, we'll take a look at the Monday Night Football doubleheader. All of that and more starts right now.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert. Because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
I mean, is it jealousy? I don't know, but I am so sick and tired of the Chiefs. Listening to the commentary while they are ahead is absolutely insufferable. Now, sure, part of that's just because Chris Collinsworth sucks. I totally get that. But I didn't know that God played football. I also didn't know that God coached football. I mean, sure, was part of what was bothering me the fact the Lions were losing? Of course, I get super pissy when that happens. What do you want from me? Cartwheels every time the Lions deficit gets larger? It's never going to happen. That was one of the reasons I coveted that win. Just to drive a nail into their stupid, annoying coffin. I'm just pissy. That's all it is. Is that a real complaint? No. I'm just mad because the Lions didn't win, and I don't like it when that happens. You've got some opening thoughts here in just a second. We'll check the leaders in the clubhouse. We're going to talk Monday Night Football, and we will close with some positives going forward for the Lions. But let's start with just opening thoughts in general. I mean, my first thought is, damn it, Brian. I mean, I love Brian Branch, but instead of shaking Mahomes' hand, he decides to slap the shit out of Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, look, I can't stand Juju, but Branch is a baller, but he lets his temper get in the way. But then I say that kind of stuff, and then I look over at my gallery wall here with all my family pictures on it, and what's snuck in there? A framed picture of Brian Branch flipping off the Green Bay crowd. So, like, What am I going to say? Now, here's the thing. The Lions can't afford for him to be suspended. He's going to be fined for sure. Will he be suspended? That's the question. And he and Kirby were both banged up coming into this game. And I don't know what happened to Kirby. I mean, he was already hurt with the knee, right? He goes out. He can barely walk. Thinking to myself, oh, my God. And then he comes back in, I don't know, 15 minutes later and has a huge hit. I don't know if it was Toradol or what, but man, I would hate to see his knee today. I think what was so frustrating, in part at least, was the Lions had chances. I know the Goff touchdown, the reception, was illegal, but somebody has to explain to me how you can throw post-snap a flag on a pre-snap penalty. Well, you know, we didn't talk to New York. No, but you reviewed it. That was a non-reviewable play. I mean, unless the term review only means video. To me, they reviewed it together and threw the flag. You just can't do that. We'll talk more about that in a minute. And the other one was the Saint drop late in the first half. I mean, he catches that ball 99 times out of 100. I'm not mad at him, but that was a very uncharacteristic drop at a very unfortunate time. And both of the things we just talked about, the Goff play and the St. Brown play, critical fourth downs. More than critical. Maybe the two most critical fourth downs in the game. That was tough. The Lions were dominated in the secret quarter. Right? When's the secret quarter? The secret quarter is the last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. Those 8 minutes go so far in determining the winners of football games. Every coach is dialed in on that eight-minute chunk. Kansas City and the Lions both had two possessions in that window. The Lions scored zero times. Kansas City put up 14 points. And one of those was that St. Brown drop. If he holds on, even if the Lions don't score, the Chiefs do not get the ball back. So subtract seven. I mean, it doesn't work this way, but if you subtract the 14 points the Chiefs scored in that eight-minute window, what's the score? Right, 17-16, Lions. They were outscored in a very critical period, and heavily. The other frustrating thing, too, was I know the secondary was banged up, and they had their struggles, but the run game wasn't great for Kansas City. It was okay. Pacheco had 51 yards. Hunt had 23. Mahomes had 32. The thing is, it was opportunistic timing. When Kansas City needed to extend drives, they got the run to work. In the past, teams like Jacksonville had not let them do that. That's one of the ways you beat Kansas City, and the Lions didn't do that. Can we get a shout-out for Dan Skipper? He was excellent. I mean, we know Collinsworth is a moron, but he kept calling him a third stringer, which, I mean, technically is true, but not really. I mean, the main reason he was on the practice squad this season was because he was hurt. I think even if Manu doesn't get hurt, Skipper starts this game. I really do. So you can call him a third stringer all you want, but that's not what he is. And, I mean, Mike Tirico did have to keep pointing out that he's had a boatload of starts. It went right through Chris's big fat head. I mentioned the flag on the Goff TD catch when they reviewed a non-reviewable play, even though they said they didn't, but they did. We saw it. Are we really Charlie Day smoking a cigarette pointing to a wall of red string on a map? I cannot buy the conspiracy. I can't do it. Y'all can, and sometimes the explanations that I hear from y'all is like, okay, well, I mean, that does kind of sound weird. With that flag on that Goff TD, the Lions knew what they were doing. In the postgame, they're like, well, you know, we got to look at the rules more closely. No, you don't. You know exactly what the rule is. They were trying to get away with one, and they didn't. It was a valiant effort. It was a great play, but it was illegal. My beef wasn't the flag. It was when they threw the flag. Oh, the narrative. They got to keep up the narrative, the narrative, the narrative, the narrative. God. You want a narrative? Read a fucking book. Jeez. And if there is such a strong conspiracy, why do you keep watching? The outcome's predetermined. What's the point? Do the Chiefs get more calls than other teams? Yeah. So did the Patriots. That was always a huge complaint about Jordan. Still is about LeBron. What do these people have in common, these people and these teams? Yeah, they're all really f***ing good. A lot of winning. And you're saying, well, yeah, the conspiracy, it's working. No, man. Stars get the calls. They always have. Is it fair? No! But until somebody takes over, it's going to be the Chiefs getting those calls. You want to call that a conspiracy? Fine. I am not wearing my tinfoil hat today. Couldn't find it. Jim Costa said something I loved this morning on 97.1 The Ticket. There are two cards to play here. The victim card or the this is where we have to get better card. Dan Campbell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only ever plays one card. It's the latter. The where can we get better card. That's the kind of coach I want. That's the kind of leader I want to have in front of me. I love it. So after last night's 30-17 loss, the Lions are 4-2. Let's check the leaders in the clubhouse. The rushing leader for the Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs, 390. He also leads in touches, 87. Montgomery has the average 5.1 per carry. Amon Ross St. Brown, 452 receiving yards on 44 catches. Both of those lead the team. Average yards per catch, it is Jameson Williams at 17. But I will say, Tesla's average is 18, but he only has three catches. So I let Williams stay in the top there, but Tesla is creeping. St. Brown leads the team in total touchdowns. He has six. Defensively, Jack Campbell continues to be a tackle machine, 56 tackles. Hutch leads the team in tackles for loss and sacks. He has six of each. Brian Branch has five pass breakups and one Juju Smith-Schuster slap. And Kirby Joseph leads the team in interceptions. Three. Could have used one last night. That's not on him. Just the Lions could have used a turnover big time. In just a minute, we'll talk Monday Night Football, and I'll have some final Lions thoughts. Fourth Down on the Motor City continues next.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
And now, Fourth Down in the Motor City continues. These Monday night doubleheaders are starting to roll in, and I think the Lions are part of one next week. I do not believe they're the only game next Monday, but we'll talk about that down the road. Let's start with Buffalo at Atlanta. Buffalo favored by 3.5, and they're coming off that Patriots loss. And, man, the Patriots, just they just keep winning. The Falcons are coming off of a bye week, so they're going to be fresh. For the Bills, you know, most things start and end with Josh Allen. He is an MVP quarterback. If you can stop him, you can win. If you can't stop him, you can't. It's that simple. But the Falcons' defense is led by dudes like Jesse Bates III, and they've been really good, and they're getting A.J. Terrell back tonight. So that defense is going to be even better than it has been before, but they've got a huge task in front of them. And on the flip side, the Bills have really struggled against the run, and we know that Bijan Robinson is a baller, and Matt Milano is still out for Buffalo. I'm going to take the Bills here, but the Falcons might cover. This game might end up being really close. It's a nice matchup. Maybe a little sneaky. And then the second game, Chicago at Washington. Commanders a 5.5-point favorite. This is a massive game for both of these teams. Chicago is 2-2. Washington is 3-2. And windows have opened in both divisions, the North and the East. I think the Commanders are far better equipped to handle that challenge of said window. But I'm really curious to see what Ben Johnson does coming off of the bye week. He's a really smart dude. What kind of adjustments does he make? Despite being really good on third down, Chicago cannot stop the run. I think they're 31st against the run. Well, who has the number one rush offense in the league? The Commanders do. Like 150-some yards a game. Jacory Kroski-Merritt is just on fire. The rookie is blasting. I think that's the difference tonight. The run attack of Washington against Chicago's porous rush defense. Give me Washington. Let's close it out with some final Lions thoughts. And there is still some good news here. That loss was not fun. Losing is never fun. But like, you know, Jared Goff continues to be excellent. 23 of 29, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he almost had a touchdown reception. His efficiency and decision-making is paramount for Lions success. And Jameson Williams last night, 6 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. The Laporta touchdown was beautiful. He had 5 catches for 55 yards. In fact, Sammy has 142 yards and 2 touchdowns in the last 2 games. We talked a lot about Jameson hitting that next level, and he has. But we're not talking enough about Laporta hitting his next level because it's coming. It's happening right now. There are no good losses. All losses are bad. But this one sucks less. It's an AFC loss, which means it won't factor into any playoff scenarios for the Lions other than the actual loss itself. There's no tiebreaker value here. Now, Monday against the Bucs is a completely different story. That game could decide not only if you make the playoffs, but your playoff seeding. Huge game between the Bucs and the Lions on Monday Night Football. Nobody's going to pick a loss. Like, we want to lose this game and not the other one. You want to win all of them. But if you're going to pick one to lose, it was last night. That's not an excuse. All I'm saying is, situationally speaking, that loss is a little less damaging than others. That's it. I think the big thing from last year to this year, and MCDC said as much, Detroit's going to get a lot of these guys back, a lot of the injured dudes. I mean, they were down, what, 5 cornerbacks? And some of those guys did a good job filling in. They did. The Lions have been so good at getting guys off the street to play. Guys like Harper, Maulette, they played pretty well, all things considered. But Detroit's going to get McNeil, Arnold, Reed, Decker, and others. They're coming back. Last year, dudes like McNeil and Hutch, they were not coming back. There was no return for them. And I think from a morale standpoint, very important for the Detroit Lions. And certainly from an X's and O's standpoint, you're going to have better players on your roster active in the future, the very near future. Still, though, losing sucks. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. And we also really appreciate ratings and reviews. Don't forget, we're back in your feed tomorrow. We will recap all the NFL Week 6 action. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.